If we, your government, ever become too controlling or unjust, or make policy that is against the general welfare of the citizens, please feel free to overthrow us and instate new leaders. This is something you would never hear if you were to read through every constitutional document from every nation in the history of the world, other than the United States. And in the next few minutes, I will be explaining why. I'm going to be looking at this idea of democracy and its one most important attribute. So before we go any further, let's define democracy. The word democracy draws its meaning from the Greek words demos and kratos, and translates to rule by the people. And that is a largely overlooked factor that I will be looking at today, the people. George Washington said, quote, "The power of the Constitution will always be in the people. It is entrusted for certain defined purposes and for a limited period, and whenever it is executed contrary to their desires or not agreeable with their wishes, these servants can be and undoubtedly will be recalled." What he meant by this is simple. The federal government works for U.S. citizens, not the other way around. He said that when government actors behave in a way that makes it necessary for them to be removed, the people will remove them. This was not only reflected in our first president's philosophy, but the Declaration of Independence states that it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and provide new guards for their future security. This idea of the people's rule was built into the foundational document of this country. There have been many democracies in the world, but ours is set apart by one factor. No other country, democratic or not, has laid this much or any emphasis on the people's power to overthrow tyranny. That is historically unheard of. The reason for this is evident. It is foolish, from the viewpoint of a ruler, to teach people they have the ability to choose their leaders, to influence their governors, or to remove tyrants. It makes them infinitely harder to rule. That is exactly the point. This country of freedom was born out of bondage. The Founding Fathers knew the significance of what they wrote because they had experienced the reality that when the government is instituted for the government by the government, individual rights cease to exist. Everything and everyone serves their overlord or face the consequences. And when people finally do stand up and overthrow those people in power, they are quickly replaced by others, just as corrupt as the first. This cycle has repeated itself for 7,000 years. One tyrant rises and is overthrown by another. This is evident throughout history and the world today. Over 200 years ago, however, a select group of men recognized what needed to change. A government had to be built by the people, for the people, with the express interest of serving the people, a country ruled by its own citizens. And this is where America is separated from every other country, in that while other countries' governments are intent on ruling its people, the American people are intent on ruling their government. Thomas Jefferson states clearly, quote, "When the people fear the government, there's tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is freedom," end quote. Our democracy has many attributes I could talk about that give us the freedom we enjoy today. Our right to autonomy, our right to speech, and our right to practice religion, but I believe all of these start here, by recognizing and establishing that the American people do indeed rule. As American citizens, we need to remember this. We need to discontinue the prevailing idea that if the government is doing something I don't like, I will grumble about it quietly, but have no real power to change it. This is abjectly false. A lie being fed to generations of people by those who would end our democracy for what it is and institute an oligarchy. Americans need to be made aware of their right and duty to dispel such rumors, or this nation will become a failed experiment in freedom. As Thomas Jefferson said, the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. Thank you.